We'll confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Father, we come before you this morning, and we are in search of things that are real in our lives. There are lots of things on TV or in the bookstores that all talk about how to make things better, how to live a more meaningful life. And yet for those that know you, it really isn't all that hard. We just need to come to you. We know that you are always there, just as you showed up to the apostles on the road to Emmaus. If we just pay attention, it seems like you always show up in our lives too. So we ask you to help us become more aware of you, aware of where you're at, aware of where you lead, so that we might live lives that walk in closer harmony with you and with your will. This morning we are especially grateful for the ministry of Chuck and Jeannie Dew. And we have a chance to reflect on Chuck this morning a little bit. He's going to share some things with us. We ask you to bless them as they continue to finalize their transition to Arizona. Bless the work that you've called them to do, and we're grateful for the work that they've done in this place to help us bring you closer to each one of us as well. Father, the message of Easter is a powerful one, and it's one that needs to be shared. So give us the courage and strength as we leave this place to help others see what is real and experience you in their lives as well. These things we bring before you, knowing that in your resurrected Son, you will give us everything that we need. And we all say together, Amen. You may be seated.